This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. White House speechwriters have been earning their paychecks drafting the president's speech on Syria while keeping an eye on the ever-changing geopolitics of the thing. The markets are watching as well, oil traders in particular. Crude prices were down again today amid signs that a strike may not be in the offing after all, down about 2% all told. Oil, and you may have noticed, pump prices had been rising right along with the likelihood of American military action, which is interesting because Syria produces just about a thimble full of oil these days. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports.
Okay, a thimble full in this case, that means less than a 10th% of the world's total oil production. Hardly worth mentioning. So why do traders flip out when the U.S. saber-rattles a two-bit oil producer like Syria?
I think the markets freak out because they think the sabers are going to be extended beyond Syria into some bordering countries.
Tom Kloza tracks global oil prices from his office in New Jersey. He says the markets factor in a worry premium of sorts, worry that a U.S. strike could spark a wider war in the Mideast and eventually disrupt oil supplies. Economist James Hamilton.
And I think, yes, it is quite rational to say there's at least a possibility.
Rational oil markets. Now, there's a concept, one that analyst Stephen Shork, for one, doesn't believe in.
It's just driven by fear and greed on the slight chance that dropping a couple of cruise missiles on Damascus will lead to some sort of broader regional conflict. It's a very limited proposition. Yet, we can never underestimate the stupidity of Wall Street money piling into this market.
Or, if you wanted to be a bit kinder, you could just view oil traders as the victims of international political gamesmanship. And given that there's not a whole lot of extra oil swishing around the Middle East these days, recent violence in Iraq and Libya took care of that, the guys bidding oil prices up every time Obama or Putin acts tough may not be so stupid after all. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.